This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Hi, you have just tuned into Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. and I'm your host, Alana Willifee. And for the next hour, with my program called Body Matters, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. In this program, I'm going to chat to various people involved in ministry, and I get them to share what their ministries are about. As every ministry plays an important role in the body of Christ, part of the body of Christ is to equip others to walk in the fullness of Christ. In Ephesians 4:12, it says, "For the equipping of the saints for work of service to build up the body of Christ." When we take up the calling of Christ in our lives and when we live it out in every area of our lives, then we become functional in the body of Christ. And as you know, days are getting darker, and it's now more than ever that we need to be the light in this world. And one of the ways to be the light in the world is in John 13:35. It says, "By this all men shall know that you are my disciples if you love one another." And we are going to touch on love today. So today in the studio, I've got a very special guest, and that is Pastor Ricardo Messias. Pastor Ricardo, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And he's from Power Mercy Ministries. And we're going to be chatting about the discussion on how love and discipleship go hand in hand. But before I actually carry on, I just want to just tell you a little bit about Pastor Ricardo. He's been in ministry since 2003, and he's also been part of the children's ministry. He's been a pastor at Good Hope Christian Center, and he's also an ordained pastor for the past 3 years. And he's been running with Power Mercy Ministries since 2016. So we're going to be chatting a little bit about Power Mercy Ministries. So Pastor Ricardo, tell me, how did Power Mercy Ministries come about?
The ministry was established originally as Power Food Ministries a few years ago by Pastors Jonathan and Francois Engelbrecht on an airport on their way to Nigeria. And my wife and myself joined the ministry to serve, since we've been busy with this type of ministry for many years. But in 2018, upon appointment as the leader to head up the ministry, God gave me a vision about the ministry, which ultimately became Power Mercy Ministries. Basically, it's to make visible and evident God's loving kindness to His beloved.
Awesome. And then I think that touches again on the love, you
That's
know.
Correct.
So tell me, what is Power Mercy's mandate?
Well, our mandate is restoration and discipleship.
Okay, so tell us a little bit briefly, just elaborate on your restoration and discipleship.
Well, restoration and discipleship is beautifully described in John 21, verse 15 to 17. Where Jesus restores or reinstates Peter. And our restoration aspect with our mandate focuses on expressing and demonstrating genuine concern for others by attending to their needs. It's based on the covenant faith that expresses concern for the welfare of others. And the essence is basically being devoted to a life of service. Now, our discipleship aspect involves consistency, and we provide the opportunity for those out there to give their hearts to the Lord. We teach them the Word of God, we teach them to pray, and we provide counsel.
Okay, now that is awesome, because I think there's a lot of people out there that need to be discipled and to be restored. But we're going to touch on that in a few moments. We are going to be back after this music break. Hi, welcome back to Body Matters with Alana Willifee, and my guest is Pastor Ricardo, and we are discussing how love and discipleship go hand in hand. There's many facets to Power Mercy Ministries. Can you, Pastor Ricardo, just elaborate a little bit on the outreaches that you do?
Well, as indicated, our mandate in regards to restoration and discipleship involves the following. We use our brethren as an outreach opportunity to reach the homeless and to encourage them in the Lord. We also use food parcels to families that allow us access to their homes so that we can encourage them and pray for them. We also provide clothing and blankets.
Oh, that's great. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome opportunity to, you know, to restore
yes.
people.
And it's always nice to be able to you know, give somebody something as a means and ways of outreach. Yep,
exactly. And it's an opportunity to be able to start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide opportunities for employment and to pray for breakthroughs in areas of struggle.
Okay, just tell me a little bit about the employment. How do you guys go about with the employment providing?
What we've done is we've become a hub for people looking for work. We take in people's CVs, and
okay.
when we come in contact with people needing anyone, we obviously, besides praying, we also have our own little interviews with them to try and find out
what they
like and
yes.
what they do.
Okay.
And if an opportunity arises, people come to us and they say, do you know of anyone? And then we would direct them. And we've had awesome testimonies in that regard.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, now carry on. Yes, I just wanted to find out about that.
We also use the children's ministry that we are currently involved with the OCC, where we provide a gift to a child, one gift, mm-hmm. one child, once in a lifetime. And this allows us, look, when you reach a child, you reach a family and you impact the community.
True. That's very true.
And in so doing, we are so blessed to be able to go to various communities and provide that type of impact. You know, a child will always come with his family. Normally, they don't come on their own. So it's a huge opportunity to reach out to people. We also counsel people in the restoration of marriage and the strengthening of marriage. We have been fortunate enough to make contact with Dr. Mario Denton, which provides us with, you know, the opportunity to do these type of work as well. And how to raise children and good stewardship in many aspects relating to stewardship.
So it sounds a lot like focus on the family.
Yes, it does.
So it touches a bit on everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we obviously, as indicated, we are only used as a hub
yes.
to bounce things off. Because
yes.
if it's not something that we can basically take care of ourselves, what we do is we direct the people in that particular area.
So you just the like the dam that basically just brings everybody, and from there everything flows out to the right channels, to
That's
the right
correct,
people
yes.
that are equipped to deal with that.
Exactly. And also we provide various people with the understanding of the identity and the role identity plays in their mandate as an individual or as a family unit or, you know, the companies that they join. Basically, we just, as you indicated with the dam, we only need to provide direction and connection in that regard. It's basically displaying God's love as indicated in 1 John 4 verse 12.
Yes. Okay, now that's wonderful, because I think there's just so many people out there there's so many needs out there that one can, you know, you can have access to, you know, to so many people through provision. And I think that's wonderful that you guys do that. And especially when you go out with love, because people see love in so many different ways. You know, provision is a way of loving people, just being there, caring, having someone that you can connect to. And even if you're not the right person to connect to, that you're there to say, listen, I'm there to help you to find the right way.
Exactly.
Share a little bit about love. And how does love and discipleship go hand in hand? Because that's your main theme, is love.
That's
to
correct.
To bring love across, the love of Christ.
Well, let us start by reading 1 John 4 verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. So the Bible says that no man has seen God, but if we display love, then God can be seen because God is love. Now, love is expressed through action. I believe it's expressed through action.
Yes, definitely.
Rather than words or emotion. And the world focuses on love as something you get rather than something you give. And scripture is always the opposite of this. God's love is a covenant and is steadfast, a loyal love. It's an obligation that God gave and placed on his people, as in Micah 6 verse 8, which reads, "As he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God."
Amen.
So I believe that love is an action. 1 John 3 verse 18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and truth." This is a command that was established in 1 John 4 verse 21. If anyone loves God, he must also love their brother. So isn't it wonderful that Jesus said that by our actions that we are recognized as his disciples and not by our words alone? Let us, yes, go ahead.
No, I was just wanting to add to that, Cham. I was going to say, you know, sometimes when people say, you know, I love you, but nothing about them says I love you. You know, if someone never hugs you or they never listen to you or they never spend time with you, but they say I love you, you know, it carries no power.
Exactly.
And therefore, I just want to add to what you were saying is that actions speak louder than words. And also, that scripture that came to mind where a husband will be won over by his wife's ways, not her words.
Exactly.
So that is just another example of how powerful our actions are in love. Anyway, carry on.
I'd just like to add as well that, you know, with the current status of our country relating to this pandemic, you know, you see that an action, you know, hugging someone, or I know it's very difficult at this time, but having a moment for a person, you know, says and speaks volumes in this time.
Mm,
and
definitely.
We should always avail ourselves to display the love of God. Mm. It could be a word of encouragement or just an ear to listen. And we should just be cognizant of that.
And also, love also, and I don't know if you also just touching on the fruits of the Spirit, you know, that people, the Bible says, you know, how will you know if they belong to me? I don't know where that scripture is. And it says, you will know my people by their fruits.
Yes.
And their fruits is love, kindness, gentleness, patience, self-control. Amen. And I know it goes on.
But let us read John 13, verse 34 to 35. "A new covenant I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love also one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So I'd like to just say today, beloved, love is proof of the existence of God in us who love. It brings us face to face with God in action.
Yes.
So take the opportunity today to love, not just to the lovable, but also the unlovable. It is obedience to Christ to do so, as in John 14, verse 23 and 24. Jesus taught us to love one another. So you are revealing God through you to them, as described in 1 John 4, verse 16. This is discipleship. We display love. We abide in love. Then we abide in God and God in us. By this, we are his disciples, and by this, we are making disciples.
And I think, you know, we are God's hands and feet.
That's correct.
You know, and if God wants to display his love to people, he uses his people.
Amen.
You know, to love, to hug, to hold, to share. And love is so powerful. I mean, it says that God's perfect love for us casts out fear.
Amen.
And And we need to know, and I think sometimes we don't really, coming back to the love of Christ, I mean, we, all of us, we don't really know how to experience God's love, or we know He loves us, but sometimes it's not tangible, you know what I mean? And I think when you are surrounded in the body of Christ with people that love you, that walk with you, it makes such a huge difference. And that brings one also closer to Christ. What do you think?
I agree with you fully. The thing is, the world teaches a take mentality instead of a give mentality. Mm. And I'm not saying it's not good to receive love, but most importantly, it's to give love. Love can be described in many ways, but by the guidance of Holy Spirit. You know, when you meet someone, when you talk to someone, when you listen to someone, when you pay attention to when they talk and you look at them in their face, you know, you are displaying the love of Christ. It's very important that we do. And I agree with you.
No, definitely. Tell me, just in your ministry, with all the outreaches that you have done, have you, can you share some testimonies? I'm sure there must be many testimonies of people that you guys have touched in your outreach and giving parcels to them or just coming to the house and giving them a loaf of bread. Share with us if there is.
Well, we have a number of testimonies. Look, when we reach out to the homeless, especially in this time, you know, it's so awesome to see how people in this time can come out of addiction to find permanent employment, to find a residence. Mm. And we have no idea that we're impacting a family at times.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we've been on the street and we've given the guys some bread and the guys are very appreciative. Some of them just grab and run off and people, you know, would, you know, make snide remarks and think, wow, this guy doesn't even say thank you. But in this one case, the gentleman dropped something.
Okay.
And I ran after him to, you know, provide.
Just to return whatever he's dropped.
It was obviously some loose change, but I mean, it was in a like a dirty old hanky, you know, but I could feel it's coins.
Yeah.
But in any case, I ran after him. And then this was in town and we went around the corner and I was so astonished by the fact that the way he grabbed the bread was to get to his family.
Shame.
And he had two little kids there.
Wow.
And that was so awesome to witness
this.
It wasn't
for himself, yes.
And the nicest of everything, being town, there was many people that could witness this.
Mm-hmm.
This was what God was speaking to me about, the 1 John 4 verse 12, you know, displaying that love. And then obviously we've also been able to work in the community in Morningstar, where we've had the opportunity to pray for people, where people have received healing.
Okay, and, that's great.
That was an awesome opportunity to reach out, and that builds our faith as well.
Yes, definitely.
Because what we've done is we've also prayed for a young lady that was diagnosed with HIV. She's had a bit of a struggle with work, and God has come through in that area and provided favor for her. And she's come back to report that the doctors have obviously done more than one test because they cannot detect the HIV.
Oh, awesome.
But that's God.
Yes,
that's God.
That is God. God is so good.
Yeah, He's the one backing up His word. We've also been blessed where people provided us with Wendy Holmes.
Wow. Wendy Holmes, big homes, wow.
Because the thing is this, we work in various communities and they, you know, they see it on our Facebook page and so forth. And we've had people that homes in this time has burnt down.
Sure.
And then we've said to the people that were holding these Wendy Holmes for us, and we said, look, we have a family and they have a need. This is what's transpired. And they've just blessed us openly. And
that's amazing.
You know, people have been restored. And with the children gives boxes, like I've said, we've had an opportunity to see the young
and
ones.
What kind of boxes do you put together? Like stuff like what? What do you guys?
The boxes is actually being packed by families in America and gets transported to South Africa, actually more than 100 countries worldwide.
Wow.
And we've been fortunate in the Western Cape and some of the other provinces in the country to, you know, work with an OCC gift or Operation Christmas Child.
Okay.
And it's a ministry that was started by Billy Graham and his son Franklin Graham's running it, you understand?
Wow.
And this has allowed us, like I said, to impact a child, impact a family, and then a community.
And inside the boxes, what do you guys, is it clothing and little toys and stuff?
There's clothing, there's stationery, there's, you know, things that you need when you go to the bathroom, because many people don't have those things. And we've even had the opportunity to see how God has provided an on-time gift for various children, for various families even.
So when you say for children, how old are they normally that receive the boxes? Or are they various ages?
Look, there's various ages. They range from the boxes are obviously divided into male, female.
Okay.
And then there's obviously an age group of 2 to 4, and then 5 to 9, and 10 to 14. But then again, well, God spoke to us at one occasion and said, here's a 16-year-old child.
Yes,
please provide him with a gift. The funny thing about it was he was quite tall. He's taller than me.
Sure, and you are tall, eh?
And then the clothing that was provided fitted him perfectly. It was an on-time gift.
Sure.
And we actually discovered that this child has never received a gift. But he's very well known within his circle of friends. Because, you know, kids, when they don't have the right influence, they become bullies. They do all kinds of things.
Yes.
And this turned out to be the perfect gift and the perfect time. And this young man matriculated and he's got a good job today.
Sure.
So that
God is good.
God is good, you know. And we are always thankful for the opportunity to have these type of gifts come into our hands. And like I said, it's one gift, one child, once in a lifetime. It's a free gift of grace from God. You understand? We charge nobody. We don't do anything. It's got nothing to do with money. It's just an opportunity to reach out to
them. And it's an opportunity to pray for people and to meet their need. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
It's so difficult to go up to someone and say, can I pray for you? But it's easier when you can give someone something and say, you know what? I felt this is what God has laid on my heart and can I share what he has said to me?
Amen.
Well, we'll be back with Pastor Ricardo after this short music break. I hope you enjoyed that song. I'm here with Pastor Ricardo, and we are chatting about the importance of love and, when we disciple others. I just want to find out, Pastor Ricardo, Power Mercy Ministries. What is your current needs at the moment?
Well, our greatest need at this time is to be more effective and efficient. And I always refer back to the Bible when it comes to hope. It says that hope does not disappoint. So our hope at this time is that the ministry is established in various communities as a mercy hub and in various provinces through churches or other organizations to steward this initiative by displaying God's loving kindness to the beautiful people of South Africa.
Mm. Okay, so what you're actually saying is that you want to expand Power Mercy Ministries.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and where are you currently busy? Which areas are you currently?
Well, we're in various areas in the Western Cape.
Okay.
But obviously the efficiency and effectiveness of what we do is based on the fact that there's traveling involved and we can only reach people as the time is available to us to do so. But when we establish a mercy hub, let's say in a Malmesbury area or a Horston area, and we can call up and say, listen, there's a need. A family in need or a community in need, then we can be more effective and efficient that way.
Okay, because I know, and listeners out there don't know that your ministry is actually a family ministry.
That's correct, yes.
And your wife, Tanya, and both your children, Kirsten, and
Jamie
and Garth is also involved, and such a beautiful family. I've met them, and I know that this is quite a daunting task because you guys are doing various things in the ministry, and I know they're part of the power hubs that you want to establish. So, if there's anyone out there that wants to maybe get involved or in the area that they are in, would you want to connect with them and do you guys give a bit of training and part of your mandate as to what they need to do and how they need to go about doing it?
Yes, of course. We would provide any sort of assistance required to get it up and running, any training to ensure that we all working under one platform, consistently doing so and stewarding it well so that we can provide the same thing to all communities.
Okay, so I'm going to give out your details right now to anybody out there in any community who would like to connect with Pastor Ricardo, who would also maybe would be interested in starting a little Power Hub there, Power Mercy's Power Hub here.
Yes.
And actually doing the same outreach, and obviously part of that would be to just to connect with the people, disciple them, and be part of the feeding scheme. I know there's a little bit of the feeding scheme
that you've got going,
and there's a few other stuff that you guys do. So I'm going to give Pastor Ricardo's details out. If you'd like to email him, it is powermercy@powerhouse.co.za, or his cell phone is 072-171-8324. I'm going to repeat that. It's powermercy@powerhouse.co.za. Or you can contact him on 072-171-8324.
That is correct.
Okay, that's correct. So we're going to end off with some prayer. I think Pastor Ricardo and myself, we're going to pray for you out there and, yeah, whatever God lays on our hearts. So, so Pastor Ricardo, do you want to start?
Okay. Father, we thank you this day. We thank you that it is a good day. And Father, we thank you that everyone under the sound of our voice, Father, we pray that they hear that you are God and that you love them. And that today, Father, we decree and declare your mercies endure forever. That you are available to them, that you are there to assist and to guide and to bless and to take care of your children. Father, we thank you right now. We pray a blessing over every person listening in their families, their businesses, Father God, their finances, everything that they have need of. Father God, we pray, Father God, for healing of their bodies. If there's anybody that has experiencing any sickness, Father, any form of blood issues, any diabetes issues. This is the things that God is showing me at this moment. And we have testimonies relating to healing in this regard. So, Father, we thank you and we pray in this area. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, Father God. We pray against any form of malignancies or pain, Father God, any form of lack. Father, we decree and declare that your people will walk in the abundance of Abraham. We are blessed in all things, Father God. He lacked nothing. He had all things. And we give you the praise today, Father, for the opportunity to reach out to the people, your people, Father God, that we can make a difference in the lives of those people, that you will answer their prayers, Father God, that we can equip them, that we can train them, that we can encourage and uplift them this day. And we give you the praise and glory for it in Jesus' name.
I also just feel in my heart, if there's anyone out there that's got inflammation on your right side of your chest area, I just feel that God wants to supernaturally just touch you and heal you. So just put your hand on that area. And Father God, anyone out there listening to my voice who's got inflammation on the right chest, I pray that you will send your word, Father, and heal them, Father, completely. Restore, Father. I want to pray for anyone that's got breast cancer. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will touch them right now, Father. I pray complete healing.
Yes.
Complete restoration in that area, Father God. I pray that you'll restore what the locust has stolen, Father, in their lives. Father, I want to come and pray for those who are hopeless right now. Some of you have lost your work. And you feel like you don't know where to turn to. You're battling just to get money together, just to put petrol in the car, just to get from A to B. You know, you've just got money for the day. You don't know what lies there in the future. Father, I just pray provision.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that God will provide for you. Lord, provide. I pray for provision.
Yes,
I pray for that car that's broken down, Father, that needs to be restored, where there's no money to fix that car, Father. I pray that Father God is going to make a way for you to get your car restored, fixed, so that it can be up and running again.
Yes.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for everyone out there, Father, anyone with any sickness, Father, even headaches and migraines, Father, right now, I just pray that you will just enfold them, Father. I pray that you will lay your hands on their heads, Father, and we command headaches to leave in the name of Jesus. You will not return. You will not come back. Father, I pray that you'll blow your life into that person right now, Father. I pray restoration over every part of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. And Lord, I just want to pray. I feel like some of you are listening to all of this and you think, oh, you know, whatever. Who is this God? And Lord, I just feel in my heart too that God wants to reveal himself to you in a supernatural way.
Amen.
And I feel too that some of you might be sitting there and say, you know what, I've messed up. I've messed up so much. God doesn't love me. I don't think God likes me. And I just want to tell you that God loves you unconditionally. He loves you. There's nothing you can do that can separate God's love from you. Doesn't matter what you've done, no matter how much you've stuffed up or messed up or think that you failed God, God loves you. His mercy and his grace is fresh upon you every single day. And God says, come boldly before my throne of grace and obtain mercy. You see, God's arms are open wide for each one of us. God is waiting. God is waiting for it. Doesn't matter what you've done. He says, here I am. Come as you are. And I just want to give an opportunity to anyone who wants to commit their lives to Jesus. The Bible says, if you hear his voice today, don't be stubborn. Today is the day of salvation. God wants to do something amazing in your life. And so if you want to give your life to the Lord, I just want you to pray after me and say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I commit all I am in your hands. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean with your blood. I am a sinner, Father. But today I want to make you Lord and God over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Father, today I thank you for what you're going to do in my life. Thank you that I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you've prayed that prayer, all you need to do is believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that he rose again, and that you will meet him in heaven one day, that God wants to give you eternal life. And I just pray blessings of your life, and I know that your life is never going to be the same again. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you, Pastor Ricardo, for joining us today.
Thank you.
I pray that God will bless you in your ministry and all the work that you've got to do there, and what you're sowing in others' lives, and the time of just bringing in the harvest. And this is the time that God is using us powerfully and mightily, and that your light will shine, that your love will flow through you and touch everybody that you're, you know, in contact with. So, yeah, be blessed.
Amen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the end of our program. And thank you for joining me on Body Matters, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. We will meet again next Saturday, same time, same frequency, with more great conversation From me, Alana Willifew, have a blessed week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.